Blog Talk Radio. all those songs of ministry and thank you for hallelujah. I'm glad we have a rock. Hallelujah. Even when we bump our head, we still have a rock. We still have a refuge. We still, hallelujah, have a desire in our heart. Sometimes we feel like the prodigal son. Son, today we got to return. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I see why he put this on my mind. Just right before the broadcast, he just, man, Jonah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, that song to play, and then it just spoke to me. I'm thankful. Hallelujah. In the midst of, hallelujah. In the midst of wanting to tell the Lord, I'm sorry, but yet I'm thankful. Hallelujah. He knows. Hallelujah. What no one else can know. You know, and it speaks to us, you know, and you know, when we think we all there, got our ducks in a row, and then God can, you know, unfold something, you know, just within ourselves, we're like, wow. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. What you think about that, Rev? You ever? You ever God say go right, you go left. God say do this, you do that. Oh, hallelujah.
I'm gonna tell you real, I'm gonna be very truthful with you. And by my heart that just I really changed my life with the Lord. The voice been real good and sound to me. That this might gonna sound crazy to a lot of folks, but that I can actually say that I hear His voice.
Praise the Lord.
And I actually can say that I do what He says. I say I don't bump my head. You know, don't say I ain't made no mistakes in life. But since I met Him, man, you know, since I've been with Him, I think a lot of us get mixed up that when you present that question like that it's not that you don't fall away, because some people might use that old cliche thing we call it, Jonah. You know, I'm running from the Lord. You know, but Jonah wasn't running from the Lord. He runs to go do the task because he knew God was gonna what.
Forgive.
Forgive them people. He didn't want to go over there because how they was against the church. You know.
And their sins had come up, you know, but just wondering, have we ever been in a spot where we had to check ourselves so we could forgive as well, you know, if we ever, you know, a lot of people, you know, like you said, He had that because I heard someone, and I have to say, you ever want your own, you're going to do a work for the Lord, but you don't want to be accomplished because you know the outcome that God will forgive when you want the Lord to punish, you know, when you want, he said he preaches own revival, but wanting it to fail because of Jonah. He knew the Lord would forgive them. But see, it's something about a true repentance. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. A true repentance. You know, sometimes we have to stop and look at ourselves, you know, and if we're not careful, you know, hardness of the heart will creep in if we're not careful. Hallelujah. But we should desire God's love to come in and hide that. Hallelujah. Hide that, you know. God has to preserve us with love, you know, until we're able, you know. You know. A lot of people a lot of people, when you come back to the fold, you know, be true, but everybody's not happy to God touch their heart, you know. But, you know, we're quick to put on our robe of judgment, say, oh, man, this person should, you know, should have been back, you know, instead of saying thank you, that God bless you to be back, you know what I'm saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it can be stretched way abroad, you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when do we decide whom God should love and whom he shouldn't love? When do we decide how far his mercy and grace should go? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, this fella done wronged me so many times. But the love of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had that thought rib, you know. And yeah, hallelujah. You know, I did a little work with a loved one last night, and I was getting irritated a little bit. And my wife had to stop and ask. He said, "Are you being indifferent?" And I had to look at myself, you know, because I'm going to help somebody, and it took a little longer, you know. And then I had to stop. I'm like, wow. You know, here I am trying to show love, but I'm in the way. I'm trying to show the love of God, but me myself is in the way because I'm irritated because it's taking longer than. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Better stop within myself. Hallelujah, and that's what I thought about. You know, our ways can make us go in a different direction than God intended. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. You know, our ways, because we decide whether it should be done. You know. Hallelujah. But God has a purpose for his will, his way, and just how long some will take, you know. Even I knew, I heard you say many times, don't give up on, you know. I'm glad God didn't give up on me, and we shouldn't give up on one another. You know, how long, when did we became the judge? How long something should take? Hallelujah. But we should have let the love of God flow bountiful. You know, we should have let the love of God flow just however and how much grace. Hallelujah. A situation in need that the glory of God, hallelujah, may be revealed to an individual, and it could be life changing to that individual. Hallelujah. Just thought about that, Rev. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You know, I want to say something. I want to say something because if we got a dialogue right like this, you know, watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come, mm-hmm. Lord, with our hearts open up. Thank you, Father God, for the things you already done and bestowed for our life. Lord, we come right now in the humblest manner we know how, just to lift you up and thank you for this great day that you made for us.
Yeah.
Lord, we don't take it for granted. Each way you've made the decision, we just going to be thankful for the decision you made in each one of our lives, Lord. We just ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown sins. And Lord, as we transition on in the ministry, Lord, whatever time it is, whatever said and whatever been presented, we ask you your spirit to be there, Lord. Open our mind up so we can have receptive spirit. Open our mind up that we have the word of God to teach us and preach to us, Lord. Move stubbornness out the way, Lord, whether even in deliverance or receiving, Lord. Coming in the room, Lord, bless us with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, feel your children's heart with your love, Lord. Knowing sometimes love that you give, Lord, is correction, Lord. So, Lord, help us, Lord, to understand the rebuke, Lord. Help us for the understanding of the love of the blood that you give us each and every time we think about it. It was you, Lord.
Yeah.
None of us did, none was so great. It was you, Lord, that did it for us, Lord. Even in our best, Lord, we find out that we're filthy rags, Lord. So, Lord, help us, Lord, to stay humble, Lord, and stay in peace with you, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
yes,
for all the things you have said already. And Lord, we transition in this dialogue. Let us reason one another, Lord. Let us come out with a saying to, I was glad when they said, come to the house of the Lord. We believe that we have in church every time we come on, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for thy presence, Lord. We ask all this in your precious Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our
spirit would sneak in, you know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It'll sneak in.
Yeah.
We don't want to do nothing without God. I know we always praying, though. You know, I hear what you were saying, you know. God is lifting up some things in our life, man, that I really believe we are in our last days, man. You know, and we are so close to him coming, man. It's just people are really actually not caring anymore. It has got so that people can say that I don't want prayer. You know, prayer haven't helped us now. You know, it has got so crazy. Man is so educated, can just say things out their mouth and say, God have whooped me before. It don't matter. I can take another one. It have got so bad that men can cut God on. Women can cut God on. Children can cut God on and cut him off in a heartbeat. It have got so much that evil is really, really, really is good, and good is evil now. It is have gotten to a point that when we talk, it sounds like it is a cliche. I heard it before. Whatever we say right now, we try our best to present it, everybody has to have their own relationship with God. Everybody has to have that relationship with God, because every knee will bow. I don't care how many people don't hear that, but every tongue will confess that he is Lord. You might not say it now. I can go back to my, I'm going to go back to this scripture. This is what I wanted to present, if you don't mind, Reverend. Y'all don't mind?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Y'all don't mind? You know, I just want to go back to it. I know it's old and it ain't Easter, you know, and nobody's jumping up and jaw, turning and flip, you know. We don't want to talk with you. We ain't got a new suit on and new gaiters on and new tennis shoes. And, you know, we ain't got a fresh haircut, you know. And you see me and Eve people, you know, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter, you know. I just want to present this. I really believe it's real. And Luke says over here in 24 and 46, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, unto thy hands I command my spirit. And watch it, and having said thus, he gave up the ghost. And all that time, all that walking around, being talked about, been misunderstood, the job was fulfilled. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was fulfilled. The scripture was fulfilled. Everything the prophets had said, everything that he was trying to show the reality of him, that he was God. People are right today are struggling with one scripture. One scripture, and that one scripture is, Reverend, you ain't going to believe it, Reverend. A lot of people can recite it. They know it so much. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you something, Reverend. Every time I look at that one scripture, it goes back to right here. He said to Philip, said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. It is suffice for us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believe it now, not, he said, believe it now that now I am in the Father, and the, look at it, and the Father in me. He said, the word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelt in me that do the word. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe for the very word's sake. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. John 14, verses 8 through 11. I want you to tell you, we live in a time that Jesus, at this time, when he was on this cross, he pulled all that out. And now he commanded his spirit unto his Father. The same spirit he told Philip, I've been with you so long. I've been with you a long time, and you don't know who I am. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They seen Jesus here, brother. They seen breathe and bring people back to life. They seen Jesus deliver people. They seen Jesus take dirt from the ground and spit on it and put on a man's eyes and told him go wash in the pool salon. And they seen this, and they didn't know he was in the presence. They didn't know he was in the presence of God. I'm going to tell you this morning, we are at that point. People have got so careless, and the preaching is not being preached. It's safe preaching now. It's safe. It's so safe because they don't want to mess. I don't want to hurt your feelings. You know, I want you to pay your tithes. I want you to tell me I'm good. I want you to wave your hand at me, you know. It's so safe that when you start talking about somebody's life, you telling them, man, have you considered God? Have you actually considered God? I'm talking about church folks now. I'm not talking like Mel was saying in the beginning. I'm talking about church where you hear his voice. And you know what? We can be the best actors. I see some pretty good actors come to church. Oh, yes. They some good actors. You know what I'm talking about? They walk in like peacocks, you know, sometimes. You know, they so high-minded. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That's why Jesus told him, he said, don't go invite them no more, Reverend. He said, go to the hedges and the highways. Go get the lame. And the one can't even afford to pay me back, you know, Reverend. Go bring them folks in. Invite them to the supper, you know what I'm talking about? We're living in the time that even in the four walls, man, we live in the time that God said, go to the harvest. He said, because the harvest is plenty. There's people out there starving for God's word. And sometimes we can get so in ourselves and say, we're just going to be in our own little circle. We're going to be in our own. God didn't save us for that. God saved us to help one another and be that light for the world. But I'm telling you, when Jesus commanded his spirit to the Father, it was through. It wasn't no, he could accomplish everything we wanted. He took it to the cross. And he said it again, Father, unto thy hands I command my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. That means that spirit left out of him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It left out of him so he can bring us back to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He had so he could connect us back to God, because we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Romans says it. If you ain't read it, I'll go to Romans. Romans on that 3:23. You go read it. He said, all have sinned. Not just the people don't go to church. Not just the people go to church. He said, all have sinned and came short in the glory of God. I don't know. That means he didn't say the preacher don't fall. He didn't say the deacon don't fall. He didn't say the what do you call it, the mother of the church don't fall. He said all of us fall. All of us. He don't want us to be so high-minded to think that you're doing it without me. It takes Jesus. If it weren't for Jesus doing what he did on this earth, you and I couldn't be talking about it. I don't care how much. Reverend, I'm going to tell you this, and I know you're strong enough here. This way. I don't care how many times people say you're good, doing good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many times they say that. Brother, if we don't direct them back to Jesus, you're going to be lifted in that same
way. Right.
You and I will be lifted in that sand. Because I believe it. I've been around this a short time now. I ain't been that long. I'm not that old either. But I just got a few gray hair. But I'm going to tell you something. People will pat you on your back today, and in the same hour, they'll push you in the hole. They'll push you in the hole, brother. The same day. I'm telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
So watch. And then we hear down here. Now, we present them to Jesus, not to Eric. We present them to Jesus. Only Jesus can be the one who said, I died for him, not Eric. You know, that's why the ministry, what it is, it says God's plan. What is God's plan? Every man to make an end. He don't want man to perish. But if you want to go that route, he turn you over to it. He'll allow you to have a free spirit. I'll help you, Holy Spirit. He allows you to have a free spirit. He's not forcing himself on you, but he does put an urge in someone he knows that he wants them to do something. We read it the other day, Reverend. We read it the other day that God would not remove his thorn. We read it, Reverend. He would not remove the thorn that he had. And then one man said, is a spirit come over him like Satan to buff him. Man, I read that spirit. Let me go back and get some right quick, Reverend. God, this for me now. I'm talking to Eric now. Can I talk to Eric for a minute? You know, I want to go back and get that for a minute for myself. You know, I know some of y'all got it down, you know. I just want to go get it over here. You don't mind, but let me back up just a little bit and read that for me. Because every time I read it, it's just like new wine. I wonder what he was talking about, that thorn, and nobody really know. But he said something. The Bible said, my grace and mercy, because we, a lot of folks can quote that better, is what? Sufficient. That's what he said, right? He said, my grace and mercy sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Help me in the spirit.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go see. Now, he said that earlier, he asked God in verse 7, he asked him, he said, there was a messenger of Satan to buff me, lest I should be exalted above measure. See, because he seen the heaven, you know. He seen some things in heaven. He couldn't even speak because he said it was unspeakable words because he saw the spiritual eyes of that. He said, but in my infirmities, it is so bad. That's what I want you to see, what going on. So I bagged up. I wanted to see what some of that might have been, Reverend. I bagged over here 11 and 24, Reverend. It stayed with me when I did this one. It said, for the Jews, that's it, of the Jews, 5 times received 40 stripes, save one. That means he got hit 39 times. 39 times, Reverend. 39 times. And he said, thrice I was beaten with a rod. That means 3 times he was beaten with a rod. Once I was stoned, and thrice I was shipwrecked. He said 3 times these things have happened in my life. Things is going to happen in our life because of the cross, brother. Is it because of the cross? You got to suffer for the cross. You're not going to walk this earth and say you're a child of God and not go do nothing. You're going to go through something, and the more you know, the more you're going to go through. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because the devil, he's trying to change us. He's trying to grab us. One scripture says the devil is trying to sift us like wheat. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's trying to get us and take what's in us out of us and serve. That's what Red talking about. When you hear God, when you turn from him. You know, I'm not saying you're going to make no mistake. He ain't mean it like that. He said, well, you just walk away from him. You heard him. And don't go back to him. You know? God has rested us today to know that Jesus did that. He gave that spirit up for you and I. But Paul was into some situation that you and I have been thrown once. And I said, if these things, God's not going to move out of you. There are some things you're going to take to the grave. He said, I was beaten so many times. Remember, it was 3 times. It was shipwrecked 3 times, Reverend. Mm-hmm. He was stoned to death, Reverend, serving the Lord.
Yeah.
And we first thing come alive, man, I'm a man. I'm a woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, Reverend? You know, I'm going to take up for myself, you know. You know what I'm saying, Reverend? Mm-hmm. And what we do, Reverend, you're supposed to present it to God. He said, even
yes, sir.
If you are weak, thou, the book says, thou art strong. So I won't do this again. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, unto thy hand I command my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. And now watch this here. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, I'll help the Holy Spirit, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. Help me, Holy Spirit. God will make them take it back, my brothers and sisters. You walk with the Lord, you might not get it on this side, and you might get it on the side. But I learned one thing about it. Do not treat people evil for evil. He said in the King James, recompense me, repay. Don't repay nobody evil for evil. He said, vengeance is mine. I'm in the book, y'all. Said the Lord. Give it to the Lord. You're not a henpeck. You're not weak. You're not soft because you didn't give it to him. You don't have to fight. You don't have to talk to nobody to show who you are. But you, if you're a child of God, just stand back and watch the salvation of the Lord. That centurion prior to that said, if you be the son of God, come down and save yourself and others. You save others. Can you save yourself? You done all this, yeah. And when he saw the sixth, the ninth hour, he saw all the cosmetic of the atmosphere change. The Bible said the veil split in the church. And these things was going on, and he felt the presence of God and said, this mother here was a righteous man we just all here. Have you ever been guilty before? Have you ever been guilty of righteousness? Oh, hell, man. Have you ever been guilty of love and still get stepped on? Love is a powerful thing, man. It's an action thing. Love will get you. Somebody said, you know, they got to those a long time ago. You remember that old movie Martin Lawrence was on? And I forgot the lady was in there. And what love got to do with it? You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that movie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she had a fatal attraction, you know. You know what I'm saying? So, but when you have this love of God, brothers and sisters, it calls you to, in the corner mind, in the flesh, look like you're weak. It calls people to tell, I just couldn't, I wouldn't take that view, Reverend Aaron. I would tell Eric this, man, if I was you. He did you wrong, Eric. He did you wrong, church. Dude, that is the evil spirit. That is an evil spirit. And only God knows why he allowed things to come over. What you had to do is accept what God allowed. You didn't hear what I said. I did it for Eric. Oh, yeah. For Eric, right there. Eric, you got to accept God allowed. People can see you, Reverend. They can see you and know your heartache and know your pain and see you say, man, God going to fix this. They said, is you crazy? They looking in the natural. Is you crazy? And you know what just happened to you? What's going on in your life? Yes, I do. But I know God is able.
Yeah.
He's able. This is the spirit that dwells in us. This is what we have in us. This is what Philip didn't see in Jesus. Jesus should be in us so much that people could do like that. There's something about him. It's something about her. It can't be him. He has to have God in him to do what he's doing. She has to have God in him to resist knowing her mother there, laying there like she laying. Knowing her father there, laying like he's laying. Knowing their son is sitting there and seeing the hurt and the pain. And she rejoices, and he rejoices. Man, it has to be a God. That's why the preaching had to be taught and preached to the people the reality of Christ. We're not going to tell you this not going to hurt, but we're going to tell you God is able. You might not hear me right now, understand what I'm saying, but if you keep your hand in God's hand, my brothers and sisters, this pain you got, it'll move. It'll move. The Bible says there's nothing on earth that heaven can mend. Can I do it like that, Reverend? There's nothing on earth can hurt you bad enough that God can't stop the pain. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There's nothing on earth God won't allow pain to come. Because Some pain comes to make you better. Oh, help me, Jose. Some pain comes because you have fell short, and he punished you. Help me, Holy Spirit. But some pain comes because he's trying to grow you and build you so you can be his servant in a time of need. We are in the day that the Spirit of God is really rolling over. And people doing like this, give me the sound, the what they call the tickling sound brass. You know, who sound good, who's so charismatic, who can get a Bible and break out three or four poems and have me turn the church up. And then when I leave, I still want to cuss. I still want to fight. I still want to go, come on, man, help me with this here. I still want to go do my way. You know what I'm talking about? What is it? Having the form of godly and denying the power thereof. I'm almost through, y'all. Let me tell you something. If he could change the centurion mind, and you said you know the Lord? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. If he can change the sectarian mind, the same God removed cancer from you, the same God that brought your baby back to you, the same God that released you from some things that you know you should have been dead, and you can't sit back and say, he ain't a righteous man. Yeah, you're going to go through something because he went through it. You got to go through it. You and I will go do it. We're not a zimp. Oh, no. The adversary want to frustrate our mind. Help me, Holy Spirit. He want to frustrate our mind so much that wives and husbands can't even talk. Help me with this. He'll frustrate us so much that wives and husbands would not talk. He'll frustrate us so much. Fathers against son. He'll frustrate our mind so much, church, that daughter against mother. Oh, he'll frustrate our mind so much that we'll just quit talking. Don't you know it's some sisters haven't talked to each other in 30, 50 years, man? Don't you know it's some brothers haven't talked in 10, 15 years? It's some people haven't talked to some of their loved ones back in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. Won't say nothing to them because that spirit is easing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm talking to me now. Help me, Holy Spirit. So if the soteria can change his mind, he dwells in you now. If he dwells in you, possible to have God in you to have all this hatred in you. No one should never have that much control over your life that you hate them. Or you dislike them. Or you know what you do with one body? You pray for them. Because the Bible says, pray for the one who despitefully uses you. I'm in the book. Yes, I'm in the book. Pray for the one who spites you. And when I get to look at that word, despise, I start thinking about, oh, you mean the man took his foot? You mean the man just ran over me? Not just ran over me. He backed up and ran over me again, remember? You mean I got to pray for him? I kind of keep it practical, man. It puts me in a position to see that I got to have him. No, I can't do this. I'm Eric. This is Eric talking to you. No, I can't do this. Man, I cannot do what he just done to me, and you want me to forgive him? No, you're going to have to help me with this one here. Then you know what he do. Know what he did, Reverend? He said, look, don't read my book, Reverend. Don't read my book, Eric.
He said,
I went to Calvary for that right there, Eric. You don't have to fight that one, Eric. You don't have to fight that church.
Right.
You just give it to me. He said, cast your cares on me because I care. Oh, me, Holy Spirit. If I cast my cares on the Lord, what is I'm worrying about it for? Why is I'm stressing myself, losing my little hair, two hairs I got on top of my head, and add two more, three gray hairs? Somebody asked me, they said, man, you're too young to be gray-headed. You, I said, I don't know why I'm gray-headed. I don't know why what the deal is, why the gray came like it did, really. But one thing I learned, no one's going to have me so confused that God had put anything to come in my life to be like what it is right today. I know God is able. You know, what went on with you, you might not have now gray in your head. You'd be 90 years old. That's good. Thank God for that. But there are some people God let go through, and it ain't always by stress when you see people with gray hair. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I get wisdom out of it, Reverend? Can I get some wisdom out of it? Can I get some wisdom out of it? So let me end this like this here. In all the people that came gathered to that site, Oh, help me, Hosea. Behold, the things which were done, smote thy breast and return. Oh, help me. The people see them, man. They see them gave up the ghost, man. They still was having a problem with that, Reverend. And they hit their chest because it was horrible. Thought about that. He had died, Reverend. And they hit their chest, Reverend. You know what I'm saying? There's many times that you done went to the grave site. There's many times you done been into a ceremony and you hit your chest with pain and says, oh, I won't get to see him no more. But if not so with Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. He did came back to visit him. But I want you to know, all the people were there eventually got to see him again in his form. He even showed the nail hole print in his hand to one guy. One guy said, except I see and touch him, then I will believe. That's no doubt, Thomas. He was on that tree that day, Reverend. And got him, man, and told him, go get him. And he put his hand in. He said, blessed is the one who has not seen and believed, man. See, a lot of us ain't going to see a lot of things. A lot of stuff he might gonna see us until we see him. And sometimes he'll allow us to see something so we can witness more, so we can be more effective in our witness. So he helped us see things so we can convey it a little, so we can, in the spiritual realm. Help me, Holy Spirit, and move in your heart so you connect. Because I believe, now I know my brother believed this one. I'm on y'all say, he sure thank you, Reverend Henry, know everything. But I believe he believed this one here, Reverend Henry. I believe you believe this one, Reverend. Preaching is a divine persuasive. Oh, help me.
That's right.
And you persuading people that Jesus is salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Preaching is a divine persuasive. It's not Eric. It's not Reverend Henry. We are telling you about Jesus Christ who came down and walked this earth, and now we're trying to present it to you. But all of the receive it, you had to believe it. You had to confess it. You had to say it out your mouth that you believe that God raised him from the dead. And you got to believe it in your heart. And when you confess it, it makes unto salvation. My book says that. Not no school, but my book reads just like that. So man can have activity. It don't say that you live perfect, but it did say live holy. Because I am holy. So as you get closer to him, you'll start cutting off some things off yourself. You know what I'm talking about, River? You start doing some certain things. Not saying you ain't going to bump your head, church, but what I'm saying is that you're going to be reminded of some things and kind of watch yourself. And that's all I have. You know, I ain't want to hold you long, but thank God for you. And I ain't want to read that last part. I just want to get that little meat out there, little part there, and see can we chew off the fat. I believe if he could change a centurion, he could change us. Because we've got them in our heart. So when you're in some things or when you're doing some things, listen, like Rev said, listen to them. Listen to them. Don't fall away from them. Don't move from them. Stay with them. Stay with them. Stay with the plan. Stay with the plan and see what happens. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Reverend?
Amen. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, it takes strength to hold on. Hallelujah. You know, it takes a firm grip to hold on. And I'm glad God gives us that strength through when it's rough. Hallelujah. We can hold on, that we're not blown away, that we're not overcome. Hallelujah. Thank God today for this word that continues to bless us, that continues to strengthen us, that continues to be overflooded with his wisdom, his knowledge that he reveals to us. We thank God for that. Thank you, Rev. Thank God for the message, the messenger, and the attentive ear.
Before you get too involved, I was corrected, man. You know, somebody gonna, you know, I remember I'd be telling about you got to accept correction and you give it, right?
Okay.
So my brother Willie said, he told me her name was Lynn Winfield, right? And he said, but it was then, He said, between a thin line between love and hate. That's the name of the movie. Y'all charged in my head, not my heart, though. He laughed at me, right? I'm trying to get it out, man.
And it is a thin line. It is a thin line, you know.
I'm about to see you somewhere. I got to get off. I'm about to send you this every month. I don't know if she's sending it to you. I'm going to send it to you anyway, just in case.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. And if we're not careful, there is a thin line when we think we're loving, but we're actually hating. it is a thin line. But God, the God of heaven, and with his Holy Spirit helps us in these decisions that we would make to be more faithful to him, to follow him. Just a little bit closer to pray if something has been said or done that would desire, that would create a spark within you that God can bless you in your heart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God who is Jesus. Question is asked. I hear you, Martha. Who is Jesus? Hallelujah. Who is Jesus? Praise the Lord. It says here that he and the Father, God, are one. John 10:30. Hallelujah. His followers and even the demons declare his divinity as the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today we may spread the word about who Christ is as he provides what we need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The very Lamb of God, that's who he is. Hallelujah. The word, hallelujah, became flesh, that's who he is, our Redeemer. That's why we call him Lord and Savior, because he continues to save us from the very of evil. Like Rev. Bryan said, he gives us a free spirit. Hallelujah. It's free. He don't make you no robot, but he wants you to choose his will and his way. But he wants it to come from your heart, because he's listening at not our mouth so much, but our actions. What our actions, hallelujah. Would we do his will? Would we keep his will? We may know his word and can recite it, but will we apply it, hallelujah, to our life? Will we apply it? Will we walk in it? Will we abide in it? Will we hold on when the winds are blowing? Will we keep it and trust it in our heart and lean and depend on that it can be a firm foundation to us? We thank God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This day, our daily bread. I hear you, ain't it? I see you. Once again, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am creating something new in you. Oh, hallelujah. A bubbling spring of joy that spills over into other lives. Do not mistake this joy for your own. Hallelujah. Or try to take credit for it in any way. Oh, hallelujah. Let yourself become a hallelujah. Hallelujah. See this new reservoir of the Spirit's fruit. Oh, hallelujah. 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 This joy that he's given us, this strength that he gives us, we should share it. Hallelujah. We should share it and I pray that God will bless us, that we can be a blessing to others, that they too would have this joy, this strength, this renewal in life. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for this opportunity that you've given us, that we can sit and assemble and read it in your word. Hallelujah. And be thankful for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Hallelujah. We're at the point of our services. someone wants prayer, want to push the one button, you can push the one button and say hello if you desire. Hallelujah. You want to say what you got out of the lesson. Oh, hallelujah. If you want prayer, hallelujah. Or if you just want to say I love you, you hear? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're thankful. So thankful for his mercy, for his grace, for his guidance. I see you, Brother D. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good morning, my brothers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always first giving honor to God, who's truly the head of our life. Listening to my brother teach this morning, I sent him a message. I told him, teach, brother, teach. Because he was truly teaching the word of God. My auntie said something yesterday in the word. She said, this is not a preaching message. And all messages are not preaching messages. Some messages are teaching messages. And he was really teaching this morning. And you know, the Bible tells man, Rev, he said, fret not ye to assemble yourself one with another. The Lord wants to assemble ourselves for the very purpose of what he did this morning, so you can teach. And one can be taught. One give to another what he has received. And as brother was teaching this morning, He quoted a scripture, and he says that we quote it quite often, which we do. He says that my grace is sufficient for thee. Man, quick to say that. And my strength in your weakness is when you're made strong. You know, I thought about it when he was saying it. I said, you know, you go to the gym and you lift all them weights, but you don't really get strong until you put the weight down. That's when you start feeling the strength. In the name of Jesus. That's when you really start to feel strong, when you didn't lift it off. See, he lifts all your burdens off of you. That's when you really start to feel strong. You know, this is where the Lord said, bring your burdens to me and leave them with him. Oh, he was really teaching good this morning. I truly enjoyed it. I just wanted to give my little bit. And ask that you continue to pray for me and mine as I continue to pray for you and yours. And ask the Lord to continue to guide us, continue to keep us, continue to bless these services that we are doing, this morning service, the evening service, asking God to continue to bless, that we will be able to stay strong and continue to give his word as he give it to us. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for how he...
I'm going to go on mute, Rev. I got so much background now. I'm going to go on mute.
Praise the Lord. Just want to thank God for his continued blessing. He's still speaking with us. And he's still in attendance with us. He's still here governing us and guiding us. And he's thanking for his Holy Spirit. Thanking for the spirit of one accord. We're thanking for yielding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beholding. Hallelujah. Even our conversations, he's blessing us. So we thank him. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Truly where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It says, if you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. Hallelujah. We're so thankful how he blesses us where his spirit reigns. Hallelujah. In this place. Hallelujah. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to tell you guys that we love you. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. We appreciate you. We ask you continue to pray ye one for another. Hallelujah. Pray one for another. This we ask. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we come in the humblest way that we know how. Hallelujah, that your blessings, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we're not fall by the wayside, but the blessing of your word, your communion with us will settle in our heart, resonate in our spirits. We have forgiveness for all sin, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just to say thank you. Hallelujah. We pray for this assembly. We pray for the messenger, the ones that's trying to do your will, Reverend Brian. Continue to bless him. Give him strength. What he needs, strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know his heart's desire and the things you have allowed it for him to do, aligned for him to do. We ask that you, hallelujah, have thine way in the name of Jesus. Bless us. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand, hallelujah, your will, your way, your word. Hallelujah. Bless us not to lean to our own understanding, but have an open ear. When you speak, Father God, we turn not your voice away. We harden not our hearts, but we open and have a receptive spirit. Hallelujah. That we will listen and obey thy will. Hallelujah. Obey thy word in the name of Jesus. Continue blessing on Brother D. Give him what he needs. And thank you for him. Hallelujah. Being faithful. Hallelujah. We thank you. Father God, hallelujah. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Do you bless, hallelujah, our healing that you've given unto us. Hallelujah, that gives us these wonderful messages over and over. Scripture, she sends in, hallelujah. Thoughts of the day, she sends in, hallelujah. Your word, she sends in. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless Brother Nutty, where he may be, Father God, what his heart needs, we ask you, look upon him. Hallelujah. Whether it be healing of the body, healing of the spirit, Father God, you know, hallelujah, just what he needs. We ask you to look, hallelujah, upon it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, bless Brother Willie Dog, Father God. Hallelujah. And his efforts, hallelujah, that he may please you more and the more in the way that you choose for him to do it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Brother Tim, we ask blessings. Hallelujah. You know, Father God, and you know, hallelujah, his path. We ask give strength. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Sister Mary, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Father God, her heart's desire. We ask you give strength in that and help her. Hallelujah. In your will, in your way, and all our lives, Mother God, we ask for your strength and your help in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Yolanda, the daughter, hallelujah, of a Martha, Father God, we ask the hallelujah. I don't know the circumstance or situation, but Father, you know. Hallelujah. In your name, hallelujah, in the name that's above every name, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for these names that you put upon my heart and in my spirit. We ask, hallelujah, that your will, hallelujah, that your way, hallelujah, be done. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, bless us to be in order. Father God, bless us. Hallelujah. Bless us to follow that order that you set before us, Father God. Bless us, our hearts to be humble. Hallelujah. Bless, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah. Bless us to be followers of thy word, doers of thy word, hallelujah, and be lovers of you and lovers of those that will turn to your way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We love you, Father. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. Forgive us for all sins, known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, and those that are suffering, hallelujah, even in the body, even in the spirit, we ask, hallelujah, that you bind, hallelujah, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Those that feel low in spirit, we ask that you lift the spirit up, hallelujah. Those that feel so far away from you, we ask that you draw them nigh, in the name of Jesus, nigh, close unto you, Father, that we may hold on the unchanging hand, that when they hold on, hallelujah, be pleasing in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Father. Again, we thank you for the message, the messenger, hallelujah. And every time, hallelujah, you visit us, every time you speak to us, we say thank you, Father God. Bless us to have open hearts and receive you. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for it. And we love you. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. We don't have to fight anymore because there is freedom. So tonight, Lord, we lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom.
Yeah.